Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, folks. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I am so excited tonight because we are headed for a good time tonight. We've been promoting and blasting this show this evening for quite some time, for a few days, a few weeks now. So we're expecting a lot of people to come through tonight and share with us their voice. But tonight is a very special night simply because you are here. And I just want to let everybody know to feel free, come in and let loose, because tonight we will be giving away some awesome prizes. Over the next 3 weeks, we will be giving away items that were given to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We have in the prize lineup, we have a GPS system. We have a $50 gift card that we're going to be giving away. Then we have a bloggy video camera that I know that a lot of people can use. And last but not least, we have a book that was donated by author Michael Hansen, a former guest on my show. He's going to join us on the 16th and serve as a guest host on the show to help give away the book that he donated to the show. So I'm very excited this evening, and I just want to go ahead and take this moment to welcome everybody in the chat room and welcome all our listeners. We're glad you're here. Of course, my host, CBG, Long Island, love you always here with us, and guest 6319, and we are excited because we do expect more people to come through. But anyway, we're going to get it all popping and started with tracks that we have and wait for the people to start calling in here. Let's start with some spoken word by some of our guests who have attended the show before or just sent in some of their tracks to help let us enjoy. Let's start with, again, Stylista Bolden, one of the favorites that has turned in some awesome tracks to us, and you know, we really enjoyed her from former shows. So, get in, y'all. Let's Dark Skin Anthem by Stylista Bolden.
This is the Dark Skin Anthem. Get ready. Get ready for all you dark skinned people. Because this is the dark skin anthem. See, my black is beautiful, from the darkest part of the sun to the lightest part of the moon. Straight, natural, perm, weave, dreads all upon my head. Dark skin is definitely back in. See, I say it again. Dark skin is definitely back in. Don't you know that dark skin is back in? Don't you know that dark skin is back in? We represent with our stylish hair and sexy eyes. From Express to Gabbana, we rock it well with the gold tones complementing our chocolate brown skin. Because once you go black, baby, I trust and promise that you will never go back. Don't you know that dark skin is back in? See, we got women represent from Fantasia to Mary J, to Miss Michelle Obama in that White House paving the way. Don't you know that dark skin is back in? Chocolate is very addictive to many men. See, we represent with the short, sassy cuts to the extensions, what? Glue to fuse to Nubian braids, we rock. See, I'm going to be a chocolate brown sister that'll never stop. So stand up. for the dark skin anthem, stand up and say, I'm proud to be dark skin.
All right, all right. I love that piece by Stylista Bolden. We do expect for her to be stopping to end this evening, but we're going to keep the show rolling. We, you know, sometimes people are fashionably late. We do have 2 hours for the show, so we're just going to keep it going until the people start coming in. I'm going to welcome my co-host, Stevie G, to the show. Stevie G, how are you?
What's good, E? How you doing tonight?
I'm great. I'm glad to see you. We saw you pop in a little bit earlier, and we put up the little peekaboo eye saying, where you go? In the chat room. So we're certainly glad that you made it, like I know you would anyway.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Hello, Strong Island. Hello, guest 5319. Have a good evening tonight. I hope everyone enjoys the show tonight. Very nice.
Okay, we're going to keep it going. We have a lot of people responding to the blasts I sent out. So, you know, again, we're just going to give them time to come through. But in the meantime, we're going to keep it going and play a little music and some tracks and get some commercials in. And this is one of my favorites that we're getting ready to play, Sight and Night by The Temptations. All right, it's that time of season, y'all. It's Christmas time.
For the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, Designed me with brushstrokes long and brushstrokes short, redefined me, limb stroke amber and queenly breast kiss with hues mahogany and ripe, again and again he dipped his brush inside with strokes hard and strokes soft, caressed hips with melon deep to the core, finding their center brush stroke shades, reds passion, gold hints of desire, silver streaks of sensuality, again and again.
Touching my saffron skin.
Job loss, economic, or natural disaster have you worried? Have you ever thought, how do I grow and store food? Could I hunt or fish if I needed to? Where would I get my drinking water? And how would I purify it? What are other people saying about the economy? Find help and answers at shtfm.com. Learn new skills at shtfm.com.
All right, it was short and brief, but we had to get it in. CBG, until our poets and singers step up to the mic, let me ask you this. What do you think Christmas is really all about?
Spreading love, because God is love. So why not spread him?
I so agree with you on that, and I think that so many people get out of touch with the real spirit of Christmas and what it really is supposed to be all about. We get so caught up in trying to get all the things we the material things that we want to get, we forget about the love, the joy, the peace, and you know, and the togetherness. When you say we just forget about that sometimes.
Yeah, we do. We really do. I mean, I think it's misconceived these days, man. It's just all about gift giving, and you know, gift giving should be a thing you do every day.
Absolutely, I so agree with you.
So.
Well, we're going to keep it going here. You know, poets, we're on the air. The number to call in is 917-932-8881. Let's keep it rolling here. We got some more tracks, and we are going to go with another one of our favorite poets. With Mr. Quiet Storm of Spoken Word here with Deeply. And we'll be right back. Listen, folks.
Here, I lay next to you, inhaling your fragrance, a French vanilla scent that has given me a yin of relaxation and a yang of causing my nature to rise. I take a moment to gaze upon your being, and I think to myself, how blessed can one man be? There you lie before me, with your caramel skin tint, looking beyond peaceful. I brush aside your shoulder length hair, and whisper in your right ear the words, I love you. After kissing you on your cheek, I make my way to the mid-portion of your back, touching the softness of your skin with my lips. With the passing of a few minutes, my fingertips and tongue take their privileged place at the small of your back. Rhythmic tremors begin to travel to the areas of you that cause the whites of your eyes to appear. For a millisecond, there is no lung function, and you have to remember to breathe. Of course, at this moment, I'm not fully aware of how you are being moved, but the limpness of your body lets me know that I moved you in the manner you desire. I make my way to your inner thigh in the midst of kissing you right there. I take in the aroma of your oasis, and at that moment, I experience the reverse movement of my eyes. Yet I fight to stay in this frame of time because this is about me catering to your wants. My objective is to take you to that level of complete ecstasy. Unexpectedly, you turn to me, tell me to penetrate you with deep kisses, hold you in my arms, take my rightful place inside you, and you say to me, take your time and make love to me deeply.
All right, y'all, that was Mr. Quiet Storm of Spoken Word, the entitled track, Deeply. I am Poetic Energy, your host, and my co-host is Stevie G. We just loving the atmosphere tonight. We thank you all for coming through, and at this time, we're just going to acknowledge very quickly people in the chat room, Aqua Water, Pink Sin, welcome to the show. This is your first time. We welcome you. And we invite you, if you are a poet yourself, to call into the show at 917-932-8881. We are giving out prizes from December 2nd to December 16th, gifts and things that were donated to the Poetic Energy Radio Show as giveaways. Included in those giveaways is a TomTom GPS system. Then we have a Bloggy video camera. Then we have a $50 gift card. And last but not least, we have a book by author Michael Hansen. He's the author of Jubilant Whispers. So over the weeks, we will be giving out those prizes, folks. But what you need to do is call into the show and render us a poem that inspires, motivates, or just delivers positive energy. And we're looking for you to call in tonight and share with us your voice, because we got to give those gifts away, because they were donated to our show, and we got to give them away. So call us. Again, the number to call in is 917-932-8881. And I hope you get it in tonight. But we're going to keep it going, because we do have some poets that are coming through that are going to share with us their inspiring poems. So let's keep it going. Stevie G, you all right over there?
Yes, I'm all right. How are you? You all right?
I'm doing good. I'm trying to keep it going because we got to have our poets come through, and maybe we scared them a little bit about the prizes. Maybe they were like, oh, okay, it has to be perfect. All we want you to do is be you and share your voice. It's nothing. We're just looking for a person that really inspires in any way, whether you're rapping, singing. This is open mic, and a lot of people don't understand what open mic really is. Open mic, they always think it's just for poetry. But it's for singers. If you rap, you sing, you know how to do monologues. It's just being showcasing your talent over the mic.
Quarter, if you want to send the link, sure, please be our guest. Go ahead and send the link. But if you'd like to get on and share a piece with us, please feel free to call in and let your piece ride.
All right. Just to answer our chat room guest, just to add on to what my co-host just said, yes, you are free to send in a link, but in order for you to get one of the prizes, you have to actually call into the show and let us hear your voice, because the people have to judge you, you know, so that we can fairly, render a gift to the proper person. So we're going to keep it going. We got some more tracks on that we can share with you. But before we do that, how about a little bit more music here? Because it's all about music and bringing in the season and things of that nature. I want to just get that feeling of the atmosphere to just be enlightened. So I have one special song for everyone by Luther Vandross, Every Year. Every Christmas. I love this song. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back after this lovely rendition. Told me, as you said, you'd be here
www.freegrantsforwomen.com offers free information and online easy applications for free federal government cash grants that you never have to pay back for women to help pay for education, new business startup, or to simply get out of debt.
All right. Short and simple and to the point. All right. But we got to get it in. All right. We're going to keep it going. And CBG?
Yes, dear.
I don't know. I guess we're going to have to get the party started with the poetry. Maybe if we warm it up a little bit. We requested that it had to be positive, anyway, but at this point, we just want people to share their voice. And I know you have something ready.
Who, me?
Yes, like always. I know you always have something up your sleeve.
I don't know. I wasn't prepared tonight, but guess what? All right, I got a little something. It's called Crying Heart. Misty-eyed, yet I smile inside. In love, but it's a roller coaster ride. To love her is my destiny. I'm in this love, but where is she? Alone in love is where I'm at. To visualize her love, I have to go way back. I haven't felt her love in a while. Hurt, but I maintain my smile. Impatient, maybe, but I don't think so. We've had more than enough time for love to grow. But love is not growing, it's in reverse. Just think, if I had it, you'd have the universe. But this is how I love you so. I love you enough not to let you go. You might call it weak and afraid to lose. I call it holding on, and that's what I do. But a fool can only go so far. And so far is approximately where we are. I think we've had enough, don't you, of pretending that you love me too. So I'm going to let you go. I know it will hurt so. I can't make you love me, and this we both know. So this is my goodbye to the love inside. And as I write these words, I can feel my heart cry. It's the end for me. I'm done, no more. And to this love, I close the door. This chapter of my life is through. And all I wish is the best for you. P.S. I never knew from my heart, from the start, that you would be bringing tears to my heart. A crying heart. That's my piece.
Oh, that was lovely. A Crying Heart by Stevie G. Let's give him love, y'all. Yes, yes, yes. That's how we do it. We got to show you love, especially when you're coming through with pieces like that. All right, y'all, we're going to keep it going and put in some more music. And when we return, I will be giving you a piece that's written. So without further ado, we're just going to keep it going and bring in some more Christmas music, if you will. Eddie Newbin, Smooth Silent Night. I love this. All right. Welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I'm your host, Poetic Energy, and my co-host is Stevie G. We do have a caller on the air, and we're going to connect our caller in, caller from the 781 area code. You are on the air with the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Welcome. Who do we have on the line with us? Caller from the 781 area code, you are on the air.
Oh, is that me?
Yes, caller 781.
Oh, my gosh. Well, oh, I didn't press 1, but hello.
Hi, how are you?
Well,
great to have you join us.
You're
well,
on
you
now.
Know,
you got to do something.
I'm Aqua Water. I'm kind of on Blog Talk. I've never been on your show before. I just wanted to see what you were all about. Seemed pretty fun.
Oh, okay. Are you going to read a piece for us this evening?
Oh, no. I'm not going to read a piece. Now, is that what your poetry readers?
No, yes,
we do a
read.
Quite a thing, but tonight is our open night.
You're doing everything tonight? I'm sorry. I'm a little... Couldn't hear you.
We have a different shows. We have different shows of different kinds of things that we do, but Thursday nights are usually our mic nights.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm
do
just
you know
gonna,
how
like,
to sing?
Say it again.
I said, you know how to sing?
No. I'm not going to sing. I sent a link if you want to put it up because it's a beautiful piece. You know, running American poetry. Everyone wants to badmouth poetry, but it's the words that are meaningful. You know, if you want to say bad words, you know, it's freedom of speech, but they ruin rap for everybody.
Okay. Well,
I tried
to
listen to it, but I'm on the air, so I couldn't listen to it. But I did click on the link, and I couldn't really listen to it because my system runs a different way. So I have the link. I'm going to save it and click on to it after the show.
Oh, please do. Yes, I'm going to keep save your... This seems like a really nice blog. So, and I can't hear it on my computer. I don't know why it's not pulling up the sound.
You may have to refresh your browser, and then you'll be able to hear us. But we want
to
thank you
for
that.
Just put me on hold, and I'll get back. I'll press 1 if I have something to say to you. I'm going to try it again and refresh. Thank you so much, guys.
All right.
Thank you for... Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to take the next caller. Caller from the 631 area code, you are on the air with Poetic Energy and Stevie G. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Who do we have on the air with us?
Strong Island 631. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Strong Island.
Hello.
Oh, this is Strong. I want you to hear something. You heard that? That's just for you. That's my ice.
Well... Okay, well, we've got to start this one off.
In case I need to cool off.
We're going to start this one off. It's actually called This Holiday Season.
All right.
Do you.
And it goes like this. This holiday season is one I won't forget because I thought I wouldn't see it. You see, friends, just last week, my body gave me a scare, almost to my despair. But it wasn't his will for me to go. So I really feel blessed to be here amongst the best. Don't take your gifts you are given or your talents that is driven, because this book is still being written by the quiet one, if you can believe, the loud one when some are around, the gifted one, as I was told, never giving up hope, because this holiday season is truly a blessing to me. And that was my piece.
Okay.
All right, that was Strong Island, y'all. We got to show us some love, so we, you know how we do it on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. All right. Yes. Thank you, Ms. Strong Island, for sharing that piece. All right, y'all. Y'all gonna let Miss.
Wait a minute. Was that really
Strong Island? Yes.
Strong Island, was that really you?
Yes, it was.
Okay, I'm just checking. I want to make sure.
I ain't get to use
my ice.
All right. We're going to keep the show going here. We're going to take a brief intermission because we got to pay some bills, y'all. So we're going to take it like this. CBG, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, all right. We have to go to this brief commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking for the love of your life? Tired of the same old dating site? Well, get ready for a true experience in dating. www.lookingformyspouse.com. Looking for My Spouse website has created an atmosphere for people to communicate with the potential of forming a lifelong relationship. Members here are committed to finding someone very special, and you can join because it's free. Create a profile, post pictures and videos, and start a blog and meet new people. Love is the master key that opens the gates of happy. www.lookingformyspouse.com. Looking for My Spouse.
All right, y'all. That was our commercial break. Lookingformyspouse.com. If you guys want to check that out, it's www.lookingformyspouse.com. All right, we're going to keep it going here, y'all. Now, y'all going to let Strong Island steal the prize from y'all tonight. Poets, if you want to get it in tonight, the number to call in is 917-932-8881. We so love to hear your voice this evening and share with us something inspiring, something motivating, or something that just renders any type of positive energy. But we're waiting to hear from you. We had a lot of people say that they were coming through. But at this time, I would like to acknowledge all the people in our chat room. We welcome and thank you and 24 for stopping by the Poetic Energy Radio Show, Aqua Water Pink, welcome, Black Homeschoolers, Gemini 619, Guest 7131, Guest 713-59174, Guest 7226, my co-host Stevie G, Strong Island 631, and all our global listeners. We thank you for being here and hanging out with us on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Now, until we get our next caller, we are just trying to have a grand old time with bringing in the atmosphere of the Christmas season. So we're going to just bless your ears again before our next caller with some lovely Christmas music again. And this is Miss Patti LaBelle. What do the lonely do at Christmas? And we'll be right back after these messages.
What do the lonely do at Christmas? What do the lonely do? When I have nobody, the old tie carol doesn't make it better, knowing that we
right, you all. That was Miss Patti LaBelle. What Do the Lonely Do at Christmas? That is an awesome woman. She is just phenomenal. I love her music, and I'm sure that a lot of you all share the same sentiments. But we're going to keep it going here. What we're doing this evening, we are trying to give away a $50 gift card to the poet that renders us a poem that inspires, motivates, or just delivers positive energy. So what all further ado, we do have another caller on the air, and we're going to connect that caller in. Caller from the 318, you are on the air with the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I am Poetic Energy, and my co-host is Stevie G, who is on the air with us tonight. Caller from the 318. Okay, I guess we lost them. All right, hopefully, caller 318, call back into the show. Hope I didn't scare you. But we're going to keep it going here. Before we do that, we're going to again acknowledge our guests in the chat room. Ann24, Aqua Water, Pink Sand, Black Homeschooler, Gemini 619, Guest 7131, Guest 7135917, Guest 7448, Strong Island in the house, Stevie G, my co-host, and all our global listeners, welcome and thank you for listening to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We are going to keep it going here. Now, don't let Miss Strong Island win, y'all. You know she's in there. Okay, I think our caller is back on the air. Let's try to connect him in. Caller from the 318, you're on the air with Poetic Energy and Stevie G. Who do we have on the air with us?
Hi, my name is Author Nicole Brown. I'm back.
Hey.
What's up?
How are you?
Good, good.
What poem are you going to render for us tonight? I know you have something inspiring.
For My Good. It's titled For My Good. Okay. What the Devil Meant for Bad, God Meant It for My Good. Yes, I'm from the hood, but I'm from the group of the peculiar people, a royal priesthood. Yes, my region of birth may be considered the backwoods. In whatever area the devil sets me up to have lack, I know for sure that God has my back. He sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for that. Often the devil thinks I suffer a loss, but it's for my good and for the praise of my biggest boss. What the devil meant for bad, God meant it for my good. Yes, I'm from the hood, but I'm from a group of the peculiar people, a royal priesthood. And that's that piece.
Right.
Oh, why, Miss Nicole, Author Nicole Brown, let's show her some love. Why, you always did it so sweet. Yes.
Thank you. Well,
that was Author Nicole Brown.
Nicole Brown.
Thank you.
Laying it down.
Nicole, what was the title of your piece again?
For My Good.
For My Good. I love that. Love that. All right. We're going to keep it going. Well, we so love for calling in. And I hope you continue to hang out because we are going to be giving away the $50 gift card. So far, you and Miss Strong Island are in the rankings and to the end of the show. 5 minutes before the show, we'll announce the winner.
Okay.
All right. But hang out with us a little bit longer.
Okay.
All right. There was Author Nicole Brown with For My Good. All right, we're going to keep the show going, and we need the atmosphere to continue with. I love everything about the season of Christmas because it just brings such a warm, wonderful feeling into the atmosphere. And we were talking about earlier, my co-host and I, saying that love is missing these days in Christmas. So we just want to keep it going and just kind of bring that love into the atmosphere. tonight. So we are going to play a little bit more of some Christmas music. And we're going to go with Mr. Brian McKnight. I'll Be Home for Christmas. That was Mr. Brian McKnight, y'all, with I'll Be Home for Christmas. How lovely the sound.
Beautiful song.
Stevie D, I know you can sing that one. I know you can put that song down. Hands down.
Well, I can sing, but I don't know if I can do Brian. You know.
You are so modest. All right, y'all, we're going to keep the show going. Okay, so far we got two people in the running for the $50 gift card we have as a giveaway this evening. But I am going to I am excluded from winning anything. So I am going to read a piece, not written by me, but by Donna Levine. It's a positive piece, so I read this on another show of mine because I was talking about positivity and people striving for ultimate success. So I wanted to kind of share this with the audience this evening, hoping that it would inspire. Those are one of the things we said we had to do. So let me go by starting. There is inside you all of the potential to be whatever you want to be, all of the energy to do whatever you want to do. Imagine yourself as you would like to be, doing what you want to do. And each day, take one step towards your dream. And although at times it may seem too difficult to continue, hold on to your dreams. One morning, you will awake to find that you are the person you dreamed of, doing what you wanted to do, simply because you have the courage to believe in your potential and hold on to your dream. That's by poet Donna Levine. All right. I had to share that because that was a piece that I came across. Someone sent it to me. And I, like I said, I did it on another show. But I think that it's so important to understand how we need to hold on to our own dreams and don't let nothing or no one stop us from accomplishing all it is that we wish to accomplish in life. So I'm the host, so I'm the only one that can read someone else's poem. But we definitely give credit to where credit is due. That was by poet Donna Levine. Well, we're going to keep the party going, but before we do that, we again going to acknowledge all the guests in the chat room that we have and all our global listeners, and 24, Aqua Water, Pink Sand, Black Homeschoolers, Gemini 619, Guest 7131, Guest 7135 9174, Guest 7801, my co-host Stevie G, and Miss Strong Island is in the house. And to all our global listeners, sometimes when you, I don't know if you all know it, but you can, you when we have listeners on the show, they may not necessarily sign into the chat room, but we can also see that. But it's such a wonderful, wonderful spirit that we got going on here. So we're going to keep it going. We want to give away that $50 gift card. So, Stevie G, are you there?
I'm right here, baby. I'm with you.
Okay, what should we do
can
next?
Can I win the $50 gift certificate?
Oh no. We have another caller on the air, so actually a couple of callers on the air, so let's take some calls right now.
It don't seem like nobody want it.
Call us from the 919 area code. You're on the air report. Energy and CBG, welcome. Who do we have here on the air?
Well, this is Jimmy 619. I was actually listening through my phone, but I see that I'm on the air now. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even click one or anything.
Really? Your number just popped up.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to put something down.
Oh, my goodness.
Just get on the air and don't have nothing. You better sing a song or something.
Okay. Well, I do have a little something that I jotted down the other day.
Okay.
It's called My Love Will Always Be Here.
All right.
Go ahead. Love Will Always Be Here. Let's see what you got.
I can't shake it or fake it. These feelings inside. I'll love you forever and ever. I'll be by your side. Forever, you be my man. Forever, I'll be your lady. For the rest of our lives or until the world's end. I'll love you forever. From this, you can't hide. All of our feelings and memories forever lost in time. One day, you'll realize my love will always be here. And you'll be able to love me without worry or fear. I will love you until the earth turns right to left. Until 8 times 8 is 4, until the earth just for the sun denies itself. That's it.
Okay.
You know what, Gemini 619, I got one thing to say.
Give us some big up claps.
Thank you. Now, just so people will understand, when I say to render positive energy, that means it could be about love, just like Gemini 619 rendered to us. It can be about, as long as it's rendering positive energy. So we so love you for that piece, sister. Thank you for
Thank
sharing
you.
With us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
all
you,
right.
all.
Bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller 631, you're on the air with Poetic Energy and CBG. What are you going to do?
Hello, it's Strong Island 631 again.
All right, Strong Island. You're leading the pack now.
Well, I figured I'd just come back through again. this piece is actually called It's Almost Christmas. And it goes like this. It's almost Christmas. That just can't be. Because where was I when the glasses were filled? The toasts were made. My apples were laid so gently in the pans for pies to be eaten. Opening up for this holiday season. Red apples are always delicious to my tongue. As I swallow down with just a few bites, a few sucks, a swallow, now ready for the next course at Christmas. This year, I expect my chocolate-covered red bow tie, gift-wrapped, willing present, sitting and waiting for me to come downstairs, to open up so delicately, making sure I don't pull too hard, rip at all, at the covering that is barely there, because this Christmas, my present will be a man like no other, who will call me his lover. Merry Christmas.
All right, y'all. So
good.
Yes. Y'all got to come down, y'all.
Strong, my ice. Ice ain't melting strong.
Oh, my goodness, Strong Island, you put it down, sister. All
Thank
right, now. You said I have nothing but some energy. All kinds of energy. All right, y'all, Miss Strong Island. All
there
right. Stevie G, I don't know. You know, Strong Island putting it down.
Strong baking pies this week.
Yes, he is. All right.
He done made a 380 degree turn.
Yes, Miss Strong Island, y'all.
It must be the season.
I said earlier, 'tis the season to be jolly. I'm sure if she gift wrapped and under the tree for somebody, they definitely gonna be jolly. All right. We got another caller on the air. Caller from the 313. You on the air with Poetic Energy and Stevie G. Who do we have on the air with us?
This would be King Fonte.
Hey, Fonte, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, what are you going to do for us this evening?
Hey, I just called to listen today. I got off work and I just got your invite, so I'm totally unprepared.
Well, I know you got something. You know, we're giving away a $50 gift card to the poet that lay it down, the best piece tonight. So you got some people in the ranking, but I'm sure you got something.
I don't sing. Pardon me?
Modesty is not allowed. You got to bring it.
I don't have anything geared towards the Christmas, you know.
Doesn't have to be geared towards Christmas.
It can just be something.
But this doesn't have to be geared toward Christmas. Please believe
right.
me. Right. Just do you.
Okay. I'm comfortable, I guess, doing me. I'm more comfortable doing me.
All right, then go on. Drop it like it's hot.
Oh, you putting me on blast right now? Can I hear somebody else? Can I snap my fingers?
You on the air. You the call on the air now. You got a big game.
No, I ain't never heard nobody from Michigan that didn't talk smack. You got to bring it, Free.
Oh, my goodness, man. I don't even have, you know, maybe I could do something. Oh, I don't even have anything in front of me. Wow.
Well, you better stop humming then.
I mean, I don't sing. I just do poetry.
Okay, well. Do some
poetry. It's open mic.
A true poet could jazz up Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Jazz up Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We all grown on this call, are we?
Yeah, we all grown.
Oh, okay, all right. God, you guys are putting me on the spot here.
It's all right. We show nothing but love here. Nothing but love.
Well, I'm really, really more so into black poetry, so Mary this time is going to have to be black. Anyone else that might be on the line, I just love my black people. I love all people, all God's people. But I'm constantly fighting the struggle and wanting to educate at home.
Okay, we feel you.
Mary Had a Little Lamb. Wow, okay. Well, it goes nothing. Long, long, long time ago, there was a story told by a folk poetic man, you know. And the situation that brought him to this obligation to tell this story put me in a mindset of wondering, could this story be meant for all? Well, let's see. Mary, in my mind, has went through hard times. She suffered the ghetto and the place that she was. Could it be that it is meant for her and more than being trapped in this ghetto society? I ask this question to not just me. Follow me along the way because you might get lost by the things I say. I'm true to committed to doing what I do, and I choose to say these words to you. But let me get back to my point of view because Mary is who we're talking about. But I'm talking to you. Now, this land that we hold up high, you wonder, what did Mary have? Why would she hold a land up to the sky? This Mary we're speaking of is scripture-like. She's a queen. She wears gold. She knows paradise. But what keeps her from finding herself, what worries her the most is this lamb. Why do we keep going back to this lamb? Because we choose to brag and boast of her. No, this lamb is what's first in her life. So that's her true jewel. That's her true fantasy to have you understand me. And though I may be talking in circles, find yourself to get down to the fact that I'm trying to make to thee. This lamb is her child that she bore and carried for 9 months. Now it's here in this world of sin. Well, when this child's life ends, I don't know. I'm more concerned about when will this child's life begin. So Mary had the same vision I had, true. I'm just an author of a story about Mary, and I'm telling it to you. Mary holds this seed up to the sky for a reason, to set it free to God, and that's where it should be each and every season. Because in sin we are challenged, in God's way we are found. Now, I'm just the narrator, but for Mary and her cause, I'm going to be down. because I need to get this point across to you. It's more than about me and you and the things that we do. It takes a village, and I need you to be a part of this village too. So as you grasp my point and my state of mind of where I'm trying to go, and as I get lost sometime in time, I find that this watch is not Rolex. It's just an hourglass with sand, and I turn it upside down. Because we don't have an hour. We don't have a second. We don't have a minute. Mary understands. That's why she's putting her all in it. And she looks up to the sky. She's sure she prays to our maker. God, my child, I pray you don't take her. And if you take her from me, I mean, if you take her from me, I know it was meant, it was destiny for her, my child, to be with you and instead of me. But I pray that you keep her in this society. Because there's so many wolves that want Mary. Goldilocks is dead. I don't understand. But could you hear what I'm saying and its meaning to what I said? The point that I'm trying to make to you on this call, I hope you all grab your children and do like Mary and set them free, but make sure they're covered with the shield, the armor that God intended for thee, that God intended for thee, that God intended for thee.
All right.
And that's that piece for free?
Pardon me?
Well, we got to show him some love for that. Hold on, Fontaine. Hold on. We got to give it to you, brother. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
I would say
and
that...
And you tried to keep that from us?
I would say that Fontaine jazzed up Mary Had a Little Lamb perfectly. Wouldn't you say so?
Yes. Yes, he did.
All right, Fontaine.
Now, he knows. He's from the D, Stevie G. He's from the D, so you know you got to keep coming through. Because I'm posting
right.
From the D with it.
Right.
And I need to represent with the D.
You can't stop coming now. You got to come every week now, Thursday nights, 9 o'clock.
Hey, you know, I'm usually working, but I wasn't even expecting this. I thought it was going to be one of those calls where I could just kind of listen in and be on the outside. So you guys just kind of got me off guard here.
Well, you didn't embarrass it, though.
I hope I didn't. I felt like I did because I'm a true Aryan. So we like, we're perfectionists.
No, you did
well,
fine.
Well, you did well.
Thanks for blessing
well,
us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, that was Fontaine, y'all. And what was the title of that piece again, Fontaine?
Mary makes a decision to give her lamb to God.
All right. We love it. Glad you heeded to the invite, and we invite you whenever you can come through. Come on through. We'd love to have you. You put it down tonight.
All right.
That was Fontaine, y'all. We're going to keep it going here. We got some more hands up in the on the switchboard. All right. That was Fontaine again. We're going to take the caller. Looks like a familiar call number, so let's see. Who do we have on the air? Caller from the 318, you're on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G.
Is
this who I think it is?
Again? Yes.
All right. I knew it. Now, what you going to do for us again?
This is
titled...
Are
you waiting in the room tonight?
This is titled What They Do.
Ms. Brown.
Yes.
Why are you not in the chat room tonight?
I don't know. My computer is kind of iffy tonight. It's still unconnecting. It won't let me.
Okay.
Fine.
All right. Got a point.
I won't be excusing for tonight.
Okay, this piece is titled What They Do. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I have on clothes, But it says to them, I'm scantily clad. To be on your team, I'm also glad. They treat me so bad, not realizing that I belong to you. I will lie down my life to serve you. That is what I'm designed to do. Yes, I feel blue, and they are kicking my butt. I know I have to go through this only for the glory of you and for your children to win and not for the world's sin to be continued to be taken in. Strengthen me for the battle and let me not be rattled by Satan's silliness while I do God's business. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I have on clothes, but it seems to them that I'm scantily clad. To be on your team, I'm also glad. They treat me so bad, not realizing that I belong to you. I will lie down my life to serve you. That is what I'm designed to do. And that's that piece.
Right.
That's that piece that was off in the cold ground again, y'all. We got to show her some love here. Wait a minute. All right, let me put that sword again and some serum on it. All right, y'all. That was off in the cold. Brown, again, gracing the mic with a wonderful piece. We're going to keep the ball rolling here and bring a little more music into the atmosphere. We got 31 minutes remaining in the show. So we just want you guys to continue to sit back and relax and enjoy the atmosphere. We're going to take a little bit out of... get back with a little bit of Luther with a Christmas heart. We'll be right back after this.
Are we gone? and with this heart we'll share, so those who count upon us can know we love and know we care.
Luther's voice. That was Christmas Heart by Luther Vandross. I so missed him. May he continue to rest in peace. All right, y'all, we're going to keep it going. We have loved all of the poets that have come and graced the mic tonight. We have a special treat coming for you all tonight. My co-host is going to be singing for us tonight. So we're going to give him a few seconds, and we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then when we return, we will chime in our co-host, Stevie G.
The website www.freegrantsforwomen.com offers free information and online easy applications for free federal government cash grants that you never have to pay back for women to help pay for education, new business startup, or to simply get out of debt.
All right, that was our quick commercial break. Free grants for women. We do have links posted on our main page, so if you want to check out some of these opportunities, feel free to do so at your leisure. They will always be up there. But without further ado, we're going to chime in my co-host, Stevie G, and he's going to lay it down on the mic like he always does. Stevie G. Go ahead.
Yes. How you doing? All right. This song that I wrote was inspired by, how a lot of people just take for granted the surroundings that we live in, how beautiful God has blessed us with blue skies and green trees and beautiful oceans and lakes. And, you know, some people just take it for granted. And one day I just sat down and I wrote a song about it. And this is called What God Has Done For Me.
Blessings, I can't count that high. No matter how I search my mind, I can't figure out why. The sky could be so blue, appreciated by so few. A tree could be in full bloom and a night lit by a full moon. Glorious to view, this is God's residue. What God has done for me, He's allowed me to see. What God has done for me, He continues to do. What God has done for you, He continues to shower us with His dew. Seen through our eyes, it's God's view. The ripples of a stream flow reflections of the sun's glow. Snow-capped mountains are the backdrop, and flowers dry from raindrops. God's masterpiece is the scene of places we only visit in our dreams. Thank you, Lord, for all your love planned and designed in heaven above. This is why we praise him so high. Look at what he does with a simple sigh. All has been created by the master. There's even some beauty in his natural disasters. What God has done for me, he continues to do. What God has done for you, he continues to shower us with his dew. Seen through our eyes, it's God's view. Ooh, what God has done for me, he continues to do. What God has done for you, he continues to shower us with his dew. Seen through our eyes, it's God's view. And that's my piece.
All right, y'all, that was my co-host, Stevie G. You know we got to show him some love up in here. No,
we
got to
do better than that. Hold on, wait a minute, people. Yeah.
CBD, you know somebody in the chat room, Aqua, asked, was that Luther on the mic?
Tell her yeah. He's back. I can't get back in the room, so I can't get back in there for some reason. I don't know why. But I'll stay on the phone with us.
Okay. All right. That was my co-host, y'all, Stevie G, putting it down. Yes. All right. We're going to keep it going. We got 19 minutes remaining in the show. It has been such a lovely evening. So we're going to keep it up, keep the spirits going here. And we're going to come with a little bit more of Brian McKnight featuring Take Six with Bless This House. And that's what we want to be done tonight, to bless all of our listeners. Before we play that song again, let's acknowledge them. Aqua Water Pink Sand, thank you for stopping in on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Author Nicole Brown, Black Homeschoolers, guest 7131, guest 7135-9174, guest 8196, guest 8216, Strong Island, Uriah's B, I hope I'm saying that correctly, and we still have Fontaine on the line with us. We so welcome you. And thank you for hanging out with the Poetic Energy Radio Show with me, Poetic Energy, and Stevie G. And we also would like to thank our global listeners for tuning in. Hopefully next time you'll sign into the chat room. The number to call into the show is 917-932-8881. We would love to hear you. Again, let us go on with our
Love Talk Radio.
Oops, I got in.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. That was Brian McKnight featuring Take Six with Bless This House. How wonderful does it feel to have the atmosphere be filled with the beauty of Christmas? We're going to keep the show going here. We got 13 minutes remaining. I want to take this time briefly to acknowledge all the guests that we have in the chat room and welcome them. We have Aqua Water Pink Sand. We have author Nicole Brown, Black Homeschoolers, guest 7131, guest 7135-9174, guest 8196, guest 8216, guest 8328, Strong Island, Urias B., and Stevie G. Welcome, welcome, and to all our global listeners, we welcome you to the Poetic Energy Show. Thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. We have had so many lovely poets that have graced the show tonight. We are going to be giving away the $50 gift card for the last 5 minutes of the show. We will announce the winner, but until then, we are going to keep the show going. And I am going to render a piece from a poet that sent in one of his tracks. And that is going to be another piece from Mr. Quiet Storm with Lifetime.
I keep hearing you in the consciousness of my conscience, telling me that the feel of my kiss is like the warmth of a granny made quilt in the heart of a Colorado winter. You then take a trip to the subpart of my conscience, now telling me that the most secure comfort you feel is when you fix yourself between the thickness of my arms, forever open to receive you at any time. I get informed by you that the melodic words of praise and encouragement flowing from my lips to your spiritual ears lift you to the highest level of esteem for oneself. Upon receiving the flow of words from your lips to my ears, I feel the greatest sense of honor, knowing that you trust me enough to allow me to be your comfort. While you sit down next to me, my mind goes into the spasms of random thoughts until I lift up my eyes, turning my head to the right of me, resting them on the vision of you. Something strange begins to happen. I begin to see you from inside out. The sheer beauty and strength of your essence becomes all-consuming. Flashes of you and I appear in my mind. Us taking long-distance trips by car just because we want to do so. Dancing from this time to that, finally realizing the hour has moved from 6 to 8, only for it to seem like just seconds have passed. Hearing you tell me how you love me, just before I step to the mic to spit, I cry. Like a scene from the perfect movie, you kiss me, sending my mind and spirit into orgasmic eruptions that never end. The next vision is us, hands intertwined as the obstacles of life come from many directions. However, we are part of one another's stability. Therefore, we will be here one for the other, like the air we breathe. Then I see how we always make love as if each time would be the last. Coming full circle in these thoughts, these visions, I know beyond any doubt that you are my best friend, the keeper of my heart, flesh of my flesh, spirit of my spirit, or a life.
All right. That was Mystic Quiet Storm of Spoken Word with Lifetime. All right, folks, the time is winding down. We have 8 minutes remaining in the show, but we still have enough time to take another caller. And it looks like a familiar number. Let me see who this is on the line here. Caller, you're on the air with Poetic Energy and Stevie G. Who do we have on the air with this evening? Are you there?
Hello?
Caller from the 318 area.
This is
on the
Alpha
air.
Nicole Brown again. Wow.
I knew you couldn't resist that.
Wow.
All right. What are you going to do for us?
Okay. This one is short.
Alpha Nicole Brown.
It's called Good Grief.
Arthur Nicole Brown, before
yes.
you start, can you turn your computer down just a little bit?
Okay. Okay. It's called Good Grief. We, people of God, get heavy burdens placed upon us by the way of the cowardly thief. All in all of his cowardly deeds make us fall to our knees, and God relieves our pain and keeps us from going insane. The burden is more painful than walking through burning woods, but God is with us walking through to come out on top better than new. We experience grief for good. The devil thought we burn in the fire of his ferocious desires. Good grief is an experience within itself. It's powerfully painful. It's a well-known oxymoron started by the chief moron. God breathes a strong whiff of rich oxygen in the form of air to let us know that he's there. The fire spreads more and more until it burns out. Then you are better than you were before. And you say, good grief, thank God I don't serve the moron that lies beneath.
And that's
that piece?
Yes. All right. All right, Nicole. Now, you know how we do it. We got to show you some love.
Welcome to Smooth Ground, y'all. Put me down once again.
All right, Austin Nicole Brown, y'all. She came through again with a beautiful piece. All right, we have 5 more minutes remaining in the show. Nicole, hold on because we have a couple of you and a couple other people, or a few other people that are in the running for this prize that we have. So hold on before we're going to announce in about 2 seconds who we're going to give the prize to. So keep it, lock it here.
Okay.
All right. That was Arthur Nicole Brown again. So we have to give away these 4 prizes over the week, starting today and throughout the 16th. And the 16th, we will actually be giving away 2 prizes, only because we're trying to get all the prizes given away before Christmas actually comes. So tonight's prize is a $50 gift card that we will be giving to the poet that gave a lot of inspiration or just demonstrated inspiration, motivation, inspiration, a lot of those things. It's very hard to choose that person because we have so many wonderful poets that shared with us this evening, and we so appreciate them. We also like to once again just to before we announce the winner, we would like to once again acknowledge people who have graced the show this evening, which is Aqua Water, Pink Sand, author Nicole Brown, Black Homeschooler, guest 7131, guest 713-59174, guest 8328, guest 8368, Stevie G, my co-host, Miss Strong Island in the house, Mr. Fontaine, still holding it down on the switchboard with us, and all our global listeners. We'd just like to thank you and And I let you know that we appreciate you so much for hanging out with us on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. So without further ado, we are going to coin the winner for this evening. And that winner is... Drum roll! We don't have any drums, so my partner over there gave us a little drum roll there. But we have chosen author Nicole Brown as our winner for the $50 gift card. We will be giving out more gifts in the future. So, author Nicole Brown, you make sure that we get your mailing. We get your mailing information after the show. We do have your numbers. But the reason why we gave it to author Nicole Brown, because she has rendered several pieces for us this evening to give us a selection to choose from. But we had Miss Strong Island in the running as with Mr. Fontaine. So we encourage you to keep coming back next Thursday at the same time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we have yet a GPS tracking system to give out. We have a bloggy video camera to give out and a book donated to us from author Michael Hansen. He's the author of Jubilant Whispers. So we still have remaining gifts that we have to give away. So let's congratulate author Nicole Brown for sharing her voice with us. Let's love and appreciate on all the authors and the poets that came through. Mr. Fontaine, author Nicole Brown, Ms. Strong Island, Ms. Gemini 619, my co-host CVG, and, you know, of course, myself. We can't win, but we so appreciate all the people that showed up and bless the show. Thank you for all of our listeners out there for tuning in on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Until next time, we'd like to say God bless you. We love you. And please tell your friends about the show. We would love to have them come on and showcase their talents. And Mr. Fontaine, I know you're still on the line, but we want to make sure you come on through, too, because you put it down tonight, and we so appreciate you for that. Tell a friend about the Poetic Energy Radio Show. God bless. Good night.
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, yeah.
from the temptations.